Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. Are you ready to get what you want in life and career? Hi, my name is Kashana Marrow. I'll be your podcast host today. I'm known as a speaker, author, and entrepreneur. Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. Well, today I'm going to be talking about the power of goal setting, how to achieve your dreams and accelerate your destiny. Now, many of us have dreams that we want to achieve, but to be honest with you, some of us never achieve those dreams simply because we haven't taken the time to actually do the work, write it down, and put some dates behind it. Don't worry, I'll walk you through that in just a minute. So I want you to kind of think about something that you have not achieved. I know. We're so used to sometimes going right into what it is we want to achieve. But think about the goal that you have not achieved, that has been so deep in your heart, in your spirit, but you just can't seem to get there. Well, I'm going to give you three ways today to be able to really get there and see that goal manifest. When we talk about accelerating your destiny, it doesn't just happen by a click. It doesn't just happen because, oh, well, I'm just going to meet this person and all of a sudden overnight, it's just going to manifest. That's not how this works. This comes with hard work. It comes with dedication. It also comes with strategy. And as we're talking today, those are some of the things that I actually want to introduce to you. A strategy to making sure that you're able to achieve those goals. Even if you don't feel as though you could do it right now, when you get strategic about your moves, when you get strategic and intentional about everything that you're doing, then you'll see those goals happen a lot faster than you ever would imagine. So let's go to this. Now, I have, again, three ways that I want to share with you, and I'm hoping that you have your pen and paper and you're already ready to just really engage mentally. Now, one of the things that I will share with you is when you're writing, it connects to your brain. It almost tells your brain, this is what we're going to do. So you have to make sure that you write it down. I used to always say this because I strongly believe it. If you don't write it down, it does not exist. I can't tell you how many goals I've been able to achieve because I've written it down. And I have this, I went from like paper, writing it down on a tablet, to writing it down on poster boards. And now I'm on Post-it, the big Post-it notes. So the dreams are getting bigger and bigger because I've seen the manifestation. So I get excited about those dreams. And I want you to get excited about your dreams as well. So let's go to these three tips. Number one, find a coach or a mentor. Why is that so important? You need someone to hold you accountable. Someone who's saying, hey, what are you doing about that? Or remember in our last session, we talked about this. Where are you with that? When you find a coach or mentor, that person is making sure that you're doing what you said you were going to do. They are holding you accountable and making sure that you are a person of integrity. Now, yes, some people may say, well, Kashana, I really don't have the finances to hire a coach or a mentor. Start wherever you can. Just ask someone to hold you accountable for maybe 3 months or even 6 weeks, but make sure that you do what is necessary to make sure that someone is checking in on you and you're getting the job done. Again, keep your promises to yourself. If you said you were going to do it, make sure that you have integrity. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, do the homework. Now, I'm a coach myself, so I give my clients homework. And sometimes they don't see the results because they have not done the work. I'll say that again. Sometimes they don't see the results because they have not done the work. So if you hire a coach and that coach is giving you work to do and you don't do the work, you're cheating yourself. You're actually throwing money out the window. And I don't know about you, but I have never gone down the freeway and saw anyone throwing money out of the window. And if you have, let me know what freeway that is. But you want to make sure that you're not throwing away money. If you're going to bring this person into your life to occupy space and time in your life, you want to make sure that you're doing the work that they're giving you to do. If they're making suggestions or recommendations, follow up. And if you don't understand something, Ask questions. Don't get stuck in a rut, so much so that you're like, okay, well, I don't understand this, but I'll figure it out. We can actually save time by asking the questions instead of saying, I'll try to figure it out, because it may take you longer. I take that back. It will take you longer to try to figure it out than to just ask for clarification. So make sure you do the homework. The next point, number three, is set your goals and crush them. So I have this coach or mentor. They're going to actually give me homework and make sure that I follow up and follow through on some things. Now I got to make sure that I am able to set the goals and I crush them on a daily basis. What are you doing to make sure that you stay focused, that you don't get distracted by whatever is in your peripheral? Sometimes if we're not focused or if we don't have that goal, then we get distracted by everything that comes along, something that's shinier, something that seems better. You know, I love the movie Up. And one of the things that happens is the dog is constantly getting distracted. And it's like, squirrel, you know, where are your squirrels? Who are your squirrels? And those serve as distractions. So make sure that you not only write the goal down, but you're also putting a time frame to the goal. Now, when I'm teaching goal setting, one of the models that I follow, I love to follow because I think it's a pretty easy model to follow, is SMART. Make SMART goals. They need to be specific. They need to be measurable. They need to be attainable or achievable, realistic or relevant, and time specific. You got to make sure you put a time on it, okay? So when you are setting the goals, the only way that you can crush them is if they are SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time specific. I almost forgot there. But make sure that you are always focused in on that. When you get specific, you begin to nail it down and you get tunnel vision. You cut off all the distractions. You make sure that everything that's going on in your peripheral does not cause you to stray away from that goal. And let me tell you, when you put that time frame on it, that's when it gets real, okay? That's when it gets real, because now you're pushing toward that goal. You're making sure that you are doing what needs to be done to get to where you need to be, your destiny, right? That's how you accelerate your destiny. That's exactly how you accelerate your destiny. What is it? Not only that you want to do, but yes, also evaluating where you are. Also making sure that you are assessing on a constant basis, where am I and what's stopping me? What's hindering me from getting to where it is I want to be? But if you don't know where you want to be, then you are constantly distracted and you never, ever get to that goal. I'll give you a visual example. I like visuals. So let's just say you're on your way to a city in a state. I'll just choose Richmond, Virginia. And as you're on the freeway, you're like, I'm going to Richmond, Virginia. Now, that sounds pretty specific, right? But let me tell you how that's not specific. I can get in Richmond, Virginia, but if I don't have a specific address, then I'm just driving around Richmond, Virginia. I want to make sure that I have a specific address to my destination. That's the only way that my destiny, or I can be accelerated, I should say, to my destiny. A specific address lands me exactly where it is I want to be, and that guarantees success. Okay, so let's make sure that we go over these three tips again. Are you ready? Number one, find a coach or mentor. Number two, do the homework. And number three, set the goal and crush it. Crush it. Set the goal and crush it. Don't just put set the goal. Say and crush it. Yeah. Get excited about crushing your goals, because this is what your heart is calling you to do. This is what you feel called to do. Like, I feel like, you know, it's something that I know I'm supposed to do. I don't know all the time how the pieces are going to fit together, how the puzzle is going to fall. I don't know. But I do know that this is where I'm supposed to be in this time in my life. Can I give you one more, even though I said three? I think one more is necessary. Here's a bonus. Have fun. Have fun doing what you do. If it's not fun, you don't need to be doing it. Like, who wants to get up in the morning and just kind of drag along and do things that you don't like? But if you have a goal, even if you have to get up in the morning and drag along and do something that you don't like, you know that your focus is getting to that goal. So I'm okay doing something temporarily that I don't like because I know it's getting me somewhere that I want to go. This is how you set goals that will accelerate your destiny. This is the power, if you will, of goal setting. So continue to do what you need to do, but make sure you do it well. Make sure you do it with intentionality, because when you do it with intentionality and focus, that's when you win. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.